exactly 5:30. And we need to establish a quorum. Roll call.
John Thomas.
Douglas Ward.
Norm McClung.
Okay, we have a quorum. And Pledge of Allegiance. John, would you do us the honor?
Certainly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Anything to put on the added agenda items, Norman?
No, not
John.
I do not.
No? Okay, then any public comments on anything that's not on the agenda? From our huge audience. No? All right. Approval of meeting minutes. John, do you have anything to say on the meeting minutes last of April 18th?
I do not. They're very short. And Deborah McMahon, our staff planning, had mostly to say about the comprehensive plan, which is going to final stages, and we're all hoping and praying that the state passes that primer.
Well, I sure hope so.
I don't have anything further.
Norman?
No, I have nothing to add.
All right, I wasn't here, so I don't have anything either. So I'll entertain a motion to pass and approve the meeting minutes of Wednesday, April 18th.
I would make so a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further comment? Roll call vote.
John Thomas, aye.
Norm McClung, aye.
And Douglas Ward, aye. All right. Okay, Jenny, you put in an application to fill the seat, the empty seat on our huge board here. Would you like to step up to the microphone?
Sure.
Depress the red button to talk. Just push down on it. State your name, address, and if you are a city resident, please.
Jenny Woodruff, 52660 Pine Drive. Yes, I am a city resident.
Okay. Would you like to make a opening statement on your application? You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you would like to, you may.
I'll defer an opening statement to any questions the panel members might have.
Okay. Questions, Mr. Thomas?
Well, hello, Jenny. It's been a few years.
Yes, it has. Do I still have to push the red button?
I am still on the Planning Commission for a while longer, possibly. And I just want to know what has been going on since the last saw you. There was some health issues and other things.
There were no health issues pertaining to myself.
To yourself.
I had five deaths within a year and a half of all family members, so it was a very difficult period.
And like as you get older, we hear about more and more of that, don't we?
Yes.
It's a fact of life.
Yes, it is.
How's your husband now?
My husband is one of the members that died.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. I did not hear about that.
3 weeks after I resigned as mayor.
Oh, wow. Yeah, understandable. So, you now want to get back on the bandwagon here with the city, huh?
Yes, I do.
And in the planning department, there's not a lot going on right now because of the economy, and there's not a lot of building and construction and development and such. So it's kind of a slow period. But it would be a good period to get back on board, in that hopefully in the near future we will start developing again in our little town. Mm-hmm. And I questioned the population sign when I come into town. It says 1,658, I think. And I think we might need to check that, because it might be a few hundred lower than that nowadays.
But that's a, it's a positive statement out there on the highway. Now, I don't have too much further to say other than I just want to know people's motivation for the Planning Commission. And then, would you be prepared to, it says here, to make recommendations, to participate in discussions and recommendations regarding comprehensive plan, land use goals, short-term and long-range, to the City Council. You would have no fears in making recommendations to the City Council as far as development in this town?
No, sir.
Good. We haven't made a lot of recommendations, and I think in the future, this Planning Commission, I feel, needs to be a little bit more active in that category, making recommendations to the council. Planning commissions in cities are very, very important. And this small city here has a council that generally steers 99, if not 100% of the direction. And I believe that the more the merrier in that realm of steering the city toward its goals and its in the development of that city. And what I see, what I'd like to see happen is the Planning Commission become more active in making those recommendations, and the Public Works Department, the Public Works Committees, those type of committees making those recommendations. The council will have enough on their plate to worry about just city government. They really don't need to get involved in such things that the Planning Commission should be involved in. And so I see us being a lot more active in the future. I envision a city of Opine with its own community development department where we have our own permit situation, and we completely get away from Bend. I've had people in different government jobs, not elected government jobs, but paid government jobs, tell me that they are looking forward to Lapine actually doing a lot more of the work on their own. They don't want to micromanage Lapine. They want Lapine to step out on its own. And so I don't understand if Bend doesn't want to handle our community development anymore, then why aren't we doing it? You know, that's the question I have. And I just, you know, coming on board here, I want you to know I've been here for 3.5 years, and you know that I've pushed Lapine to become more and more independent and have its own community development department and have more of our own control here, and I just don't understand why that hasn't happened yet. So that's my soapbox, and I'm going to stick to it.
Okay.
Before I ask Norma, just a quick comment. If it's true that our comp plan is going to get approved, hopefully, tomorrow, or it's only been 3 years they've been looking at it, then all of these things you say will happen overnight. As soon as it's approved, Deschutes County goes away and we're here. And we are, as a group, including, you know, you, if you come on board, we're prepared for that.
We are prepared for it.
And we will do it. We just have to wait till it's final passed.
Right.
And it's gonna happen.
It is very simple to, in government, it's very simple to just wake up the next day and accept this as the way we've always done things. And it would be easy to just continue to have Deschutes County control our community development. It would be very easy. You just sign another intergovernmental agreement with Deschutes County for another year, and you see, it'll take some initiative and it'll take some energy for this city.
Sure, of course it will.
To make that jump, and I know that, and.
But that's why the people voted for the corporation, because they wanted to run the place themselves.
That's right, and I look forward to
it. Anything else?
That's it.
Norman, questions for you?
Okay, Jenny, so it looks like you've got a pretty varied background in government, as far as mayor and so on and so forth, so you know the
workings. With the city of Lapine, yes.
Yeah, so you know the workings of Lapine fairly.
Yes, I do.
Decently from start. Is there any areas that you see that you'd like to see improved that the Planning Commission could work on? Any pet peeves or pet areas?
I don't have any particular pet peeves. I'm not item-oriented. Mm-hmm. I think that once the comprehensive plan is approved and that the Planning Commission has the basis for which to start moving forward, that we slowly prioritize what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and be able to present to council the conclusions and have them follow along with us via minutes or attending meetings so that we are all on the same page.
Okay, all right. That's good, because as John said, and I agree with him, that things are going to happen pretty fast, but I hear around the community that they do want changes. They want this fixed or that fixed, or they want this for the community, but are also aware that, you know, we have limitations right now. But once we do get everything passed and we come quote a city, then we do have to move, and we have to be progressive. And a lot of it will come down on the Planning Commission's head, whether it's enforcement or whatever, because I know Deschutes probably does want to, you know, give it to us. So anyway, well, I don't have any more questions. I'm glad you stepped up to volunteer.
Thank you.
It's very important that we don't have a lot of that. You know, we need more of that in the community.
Thank you, Norman. I don't have any questions, but I do have a comment to make. I personally have known Jenny since you moved here, which, what, 8 years?
Oh, three.
How many?
Oh, three, so
yeah,
a lot of years.
She lives right across the street from me, so she's a neighbor of mine. I hear about, she tells me about all the things that aren't right for our little area out there. She's very well qualified for the job. She's a past mayor. She's a past city councilor. Her honesty and integrity is completely above board. And I would support your candidacy with the city council 100%.
Thank you.
Any further comment from you before we continue?
I appreciate the questions that have been asked, the statements that have been made. And thank you for commenting on my fitness for the council. I appreciate that very much, Doug.
If I didn't think you were fit, I wouldn't have asked you. All right, then. Any further comment from the council? Or from the commission? All right, then I will ask for a motion to present Jenny Woodruff as our pick for a candidate for our empty seat and have it sent to the City Council for their approval.
I would make a motion that we make a recommendation to the City Council of Lapine to appoint Jenny Marie Woodruff as a new Planning Commission member.
And I will second that motion.
All right, any further comments or questions? Roll call vote, please.
John Thomas, yes.
Douglas Ward, yes.
Norman McClellan, yes.
Okay. Congratulations. Patty, will you make sure that our recommendation gets to the City Council for their next meeting and ask them if they can please act on it at that time so we can have a full commission for next month?
Does that require a little typewritten note and have a chair sign it?
Yes.
Okay.
And I forgot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and I forgot to mention that Justin Benham is absent he's excused absentee due to a family thing. Any other issues or concerns?
Not at this time.
It's not on the agenda, but any comments from our huge audience tonight?
Hey, I'm not that big.
What happened?
Sorry,
here?
We were late.
What happened up here late. Anyway?
You like that?
What happened? Huh?
What's that shit?
I just said the heck with it.
I thought maybe there was a new boyfriend in town here somewhere when you first walked in the door.
I didn't know it didn't happen.
Yeah, it did. Oh, a little time. Yeah. Not much, but a little.
Yeah, you're getting really thin. So the heck with it.
Is it much easier?
No,
it's much easier to do this.
Past Mayor Ms. Shields, would you like to make any comments of any kind?
Nope.
This is your chance to jump all over us here, you know.
I know, you deserve it.
I mean, you got so much to do.
I know, I would like
she
to.
She doesn't take advantage of minorities up there. That's true. There's how many empty seats?
Yeah.
I would like to make a note that in the Frontier it said the meeting was at 6:30.
Yeah.
That's been.
It was a misprint.
Okay, yeah. I just thought I should let you know. There might be people showing up at 6:30.
Well, we've never had an audience before. Why should we have one now?
This would be the week that we would have one.
Well, then I have a comment. Does anybody know what's going on with the lot across the street from the bank?
No.
The U.S. Bank? They have a big sign up there now that says property management coming soon.
We haven't seen anything. They cleaned it all off.
We haven't seen anything permit-wise from the county or anything.
It says property management.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the city property.
Yeah.
No, it's just one of the property managers probably.
We need city permits come through for that.
Well, they're doing a remodel on the building and they're going to do paving and a whole bunch of stuff.
Did High Lakes take over their own little building?
They still have
my property manager used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Becky out.
Any changes in land use or anything that are coming across that need permitting, the county is supposed to be getting those permits.
Well,
they normally
send an email, but I'm
sitting for that address.
The county automatically emails this planning commission.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know they're supposed to. So
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, there hasn't been any.
Maybe they're up to lunch.
But they're, you know, those remodel type jobs may not require a permit if it's the same land use and all.
Oh, I don't know. My neighbor down the street had to remodel his garage and they didn't take out a permit.
Well, he probably had to do structural remodel. What I mean is if there's no structural, looks like they took that building and just kind of reduced it to what it used to be maybe 100 years ago or something. But it may not require a permit. I'm just saying.
Any other comments? Anything else? Patty, do you have anything to add or subtract? Nothing? Okay, well then I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hit the little stick.
Thank you, Jenny.
Fast.
Say it. Here's a piece of property, and there's just this little building.
I'm so happy when I saw.
Say, you can go in there, and you can cut all these trees down, and you can pave the parking lot and all that. And you can take that little building, and you can strip all the siding off it, the roof off it, and all that, and just dull it out. All that work doesn't
work. That's
just probably why we didn't do it.
That's just all like
change wiring, change plumbing, and stuff like that.
But if you change, anytime you change something structural, say you add a little cork or you rewire it, because what some contractors will do is they'll just brush in their sharp wires and then put the permit in. Just kind of thinking that it's going to pass.
there's no reason why it should
have that.
Everything
does have to
be. Well, find out about the opening.
And then I was told that each sign
about a couple of years
$2,500 item.